There will your heart be also. So if we're going to be, everybody here wanted to, said they wanted to be fruit bearers for the Lord. And my wife went and picked some strawberries, and some of them had little soft sides, and some of them was real ripe and juicy. And I thought, boy, if that's what we have in our life to show Christ from us, that others see Jesus. And the things that keeps us from shining like that, to keep us from bearing fruit, and those are the things we're trying to identify. And a few weeks back, we've seen the things of the flesh, adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, and witchcraft, and hatred, variance. Variance means a quarrel or contention, and emulations, zeal as unfavorable ones, desiring things you shouldn't desire, wrath, fierceness, indignation, strife, contention, sedations, divisions, hearsays, envyings, jealousy, desiring things, jealous of someone else, think murders, drunkenness, revilings. So we looked at those, then we looked last week at the fruit of the Spirit, and of course, we've seen love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and we got on 1 Corinthians 13, which was the love chapter. Love suffereth not. Love vaunteth not. Love is never puffed up. Charity. And that's part of the fruit of the Spirit ought to be expelled from our lives. To see people almost revile against you and you revile not back. That people see Christ in you. And that's the tough one. And as I was going through my Bible reading there in Psalm, what Psalm was it? I think it's 119. Yeah, there it was. 104. It says, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. And last week I also read you part of what Thomas Brooks said about hating sin. If you hate frogs, you hate all frogs and just not some. So if we are haters of sin as God hates all sin, we ought to hate all sin, not some sin. Pick some that fits us, and well, that ain't too bad, or that's okay. And we ought to hate all sin. A man that knoweth to do good and doeth not, to him it is sin. So, in these verses, real quick here, Proverbs 8:13. If you want to turn, we'll look at it together, and we'll try to tie these in. Of hating sin, and that's a way when we desire to hate something. You say, well, you're supposed to be Christians. You don't hate nothing. No, we need to hate some things in life. As Christians, we need to detest some things in life. We ought to totally, what was that word? That detestation, something that's vile, that we have totally abhor. And that's where we ought to look at those things. So in Proverbs 8:13, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is to hate. And fear him means to what? To admonish. To look to God in reverence, a reverential fear, is to hate evil. And it says pride, arrogance, evil way, the forward mouth do I hate. And boy, there's the one that trips us up when our mouth, and we end up tripping over our bottom lip because our tongue gets out of our mouth and we say things, what did I say that for? And that's part of bearing good fruit or bad fruit. And that's how easy it is. It's easy for us to trip up and fall real easy and let something out of our mouth that, why didn't come out right? Why did I say it that way for? And you question yourself, say, Lord, help me here. But it says here, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride. Now, who can tell me what chapter in the Bible is the pride chapter that really just nails it? Proverbs 6:16. There's 16 the Lord hate, yea, 7 are abomination. Turn and look at it. 16 that the Lord hate, yea, 7 are abomination to him. these six things that the Lord hate, yea, seven, are abomination. He totally detests, totally abhors these things. A proud look. Now there's that part we was talking about of how we look, because let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. There's part of some that the world ought to see from your lives that we can glorify God, but not to wave your flag and say, boy, look at me, how spiritual I am. Boy, ain't I something? And so we need to be careful. We don't need that proudful look. And it says, a proud look, number one, a lying tongue, number two, hands that shed innocent blood, number three, a heart that devises wicked imagination. There it is, Brother Bob, talking about that heart again. And that's the root of all our problems. Out of the heart is all the issues of life. And we're to guard our heart with all diligence to protect it, to guard it, to keep it in place. And remember, where your heart is, there is your treasure also. All ties in and pulls together. And then it says, feet that be swift to run into mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. There's all seven combined together, and the first one deals with that proud look. And every one of you probably know someone, when I read that, I know who I thought of. You got somebody in your mind already that fits them. But the problem is, we ain't worried about them. We pray for them. This person I need to worry about. I need to keep me in check. You need to keep you in check. And it's really, and we ought to look nice coming to church, but it shouldn't be all the glow lights on me and reflecting me and say, look at me, how great I am. God help us. So to hate sin, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. Psalm 97 verse 10. Ye that love the Lord. Here's the one that, I probably played it back when I was working, sitting there mopping along, and I got my phone out and hit it, rewound it, listened to it again. And I listened to this and just kept chewing on it. And this is what just tied all this in with the Sunday school message. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. You hate it. Not just one frog. You hate them all. If you hate a frog, you hate them all. You hate sin, you hate all sin. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the soul of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. How many times a day are you tempted? I'll tell you, but Fields, it's something that gets on me real quick. I clean it for it. Some of them has respect. Some of them will have that rotten soybean on their feet. And I just mopped and it's still drying. And I go right across my floor that I just mopped. More than once in my mind, I took that mop handle and I put it around their head and I beat the living daylights out of them. And I said, oh God, help me here. Help me, Lord. I don't want to kill nobody today with the mop. I won't look good in the paper. But we have that. We're still living in this old rotten flesh, and this rotten flesh is wanting to just... And as Paul says, to bring our flesh into subjection. But when we really hate something, think of something that you love more than anything. Think in your minds, what do you love more than anything that you love doing? It's your favorite thing to do. Now take that energy, and how much energy do you put to hating something that God hates? That's what we're supposed to do. To hate, to detest sin. Because when you do, you're prone, when something goes wrong, to think immediately because you hate it so much you won't do it. You won't act it. You might think it for a second, but immediately the Holy Spirit's are going, you hate this. God hates this. Why even thinking it for? And immediately you're going, oh God, help me. And the thought's gone. And all of a sudden you have mercy and grace floods in your heart instead of anguish and lashing and you want to be angry and the fierceness that comes in. That leaves because grace fills in. What did Paul say to Philippians chapter 4? The peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep, protect, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. When we're walking in that way, walking with the Lord, we allow that to be an attribute from our lives that others may see. And that's how that, when Jesus spoke to His disciples, which speaks to us today, says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. They're going to see it in the times when they're expecting you to lash out and they're expecting you to do wrong, and that's the time you shine and do right. And that's the time God gets glory. That peace that you have that they ain't got, they're saying, because when it comes down, and when they sit down and eat their dinner, when they're going home, they're thinking to themselves, why can't I do that? Why don't I have peace like that? Because they don't have Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So ye that love the Lord, hate evil. In Psalm 119, verse 128 and 127 and 128, it says, therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, than fine gold. In other words, you love God's way above the dearest treasure we have. Now you set a brick of gold out here and said it's free for the grab. Boy, every one of us going, oh boy, God help us. We're all in a pickle. Because you could do a lot with that money. But here, the precepts of God is worth more than gold, yea, than fine gold. So the ways of God is pleasing Him. There's a benefit that's out of this world. Every life God allows you to affect, you know, on the other side, as we stand and our works are tried by fire of what sort it is. Everything we do for Christ here on earth, it'll be made known that day of what sort it is. Wouldn't it be great to have just something to lay at Jesus' feet and say, Lord, I wish I could have did more. Because that's when it's going to matter. When our works are tried by fire. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. This man that was after God's own, that's what stirred that man up. That's what stirred this thought. I hate every false way. We ought to be that way. We really ought to be. We ought to hate it. We ought to hate those things that God hates. So the fruit of the Spirit, we've seen that love ought to be shown from our life. And the next word, real quick, we'll just start on it. We'll have to quit. Joy. That's sad you come to church and people say, I got joy. God's so good. This word joy means cheerfulness. Cheerfulness is like having a volume on a light. You can turn it down low or you can turn it up high. That's part of that light that shines. Boy, I love this. God just ties everything all together. There's one thought. walking in the light of God, and now we're on the fruit of God, and God's tying it all together just for us to help us to show forth fruit from our lives. World needs to see Jesus somewhere. We're it. And new ones that just got into the family of God, that's what God wants out of your life, young lady. Show forth Himself. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination. That's where the devil gets us, in our head. And every high thing that exalteth itself against knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's what we need. God, help us. Father, God, thank you for your word. Thank you for your precious promises. Dear God, you're so good to us. Help us, Lord, in the preaching hour, Lord, that we hear from heaven. Oh, preach the preacher, dear God. May our hearts be obedient, ready to hear what you have for all of us. Father, be one under the sound of our voice sitting in this place that does not know you. Maybe they've been in church for many years. Maybe they just started. But they don't know you, dear God. Father, we pray that today would be the hour and the time of their spiritual birthday. They come to know you in a real way. Repent from their life and turn to thee. Oh, God, help them, please. And find a true peace and true joy. Lord, we thank you for the ones we heard of. Sandy Boone, been in church for 36 years, living a lie. And now she finally has peace that she's never known. She's sung in singing groups, taught Sunday school, did junior church. And she finally got saved. 36 years, Lord. Thank you for that. Dear God, help us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.